Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. We have 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves from the north 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet high at 8 seconds apart. And today we're going to be talking about the concept of choke points. You've been hearing maybe about this in the news with regard to discussions between Donald Trump and Iran, where he mentioned, sanctions against Iran. And Iran said, well, you know, we have control of at least one choke point that could really affect the U.S. So we'll talk about what a choke point is, how it affects shipping, and what that might mean, and why choke points are very important areas that are controlled by other countries in the world mostly and affect shipping greatly. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 7 inbounders. We have 7 in the Astoria anchorages, and we have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Tramo Bauman. She's arriving from Long Beach, headed for Calama. Could have steel on board. She could pass Astoria around 3 p.m. and be in Calama by about 8 p.m. today. The Argent Daisy is arriving from Taiwan, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a petroleum tanker, probably passing Astoria around 11 a.m. and arriving in Vancouver by 5 p.m. The Great Rainbow is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. You might see her gliding to a stop in the anchorage around 11:30 this morning. The Overseas Los Angeles is a petroleum tanker. She's arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and arriving in Portland around 9:30 p.m. The Betis is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. You might see her there at about 9:30 this evening. The Kapta Matios is arriving from Japan, headed for the Calama anchorage. She's going to Calama to pick up wheat. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m. You might see her in Calama by 4:30 p.m. today. And the Pacific Hope is arriving from Japan, headed for the Rainier anchorage just opposite Longview. Her cargo could also be steel. I think she's headed for Calama. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m., maybe in Rainier by about 3 a.m. on Thursday morning to anchor there. And the ships in the Rainier anchorage, as I've said before, are anchored on both ends. They have anchor buoys there that are paid for by the federal government. They're official anchorage spots. And ships come in and generally tie up their stern, the rear end of the ship, the back end of the ship, to the anchor buoy and use their anchors that are in the bow to anchor the front of the ship so that it can't move with the current and the tide, so the ship doesn't have enough room to swing there in the river, and so it needs to be anchored at both ends to keep things safe. In the Astoria anchorage, where ships can swing at anchor because there's plenty of room there and a lot of natural depth to the river right off the downtown waterfront here in Astoria, we have the Serba headed for Calama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat today, leaving around 9:30, maybe 9:30 p.m., headed for Calama, getting there around 1 a.m. The Sea Charm is headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat, leaving around 1 a.m., could be in Vancouver by 7 a.m. The Omicron Sky headed for Longview to pick up wheat, leaving around 4 p.m. today, could be in Longview by 7:30 this evening. That leaves the Arcturus, the Angelic Zephyr, the Crystal Star, and the New Aspiration awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. Eventually, those ships will head upriver to pick up cargo, and you can kind of tell that because they're sitting, all those ships in the anchorage are generally sitting very high in the water because they don't have cargo on board yet. And when they come back downriver, they're kind of hunkered down in the water because the cargo causes them to sink down from the weight. And they have a safe loading limit that they can load to a safe spot, and they load no higher than that. In our outbounders, we have the Hercules leaving Vancouver carrying wheat, leaving around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around noon. The Paraskevi is leaving Calama with corn, soy, or wheat on board around 8 a.m. See her pass Astoria in the early afternoon, maybe around 1 p.m. The Raria Rama is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat at about 9 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. The Scarlet Eagle heading out of Calama, also wheat there around 6 p.m. So maybe around 11:30 p.m. you might see her passing. Probably that would be more around 11 p.m. passing Astoria outbound. The Aqua Gemini is leaving Portland carrying wheat at about 6:30 p.m. That would put her past Astoria on into the early hours of Thursday morning. After midnight, the Ipsy Colossus is leaving Longview around 8 p.m., maybe around 11:30 tonight, you'll see her running lights going by Astoria. And our ship of the month that I'm tracking to just sort of see how, where do ships go when they leave here, is the Seven Seas Highway. She went across the Columbia River Bar last night. And yesterday afternoon, rather, and she is at, was at the Strait of Juan de Fuca this morning on her way into Puget Sound to deliver more of her cargo of Toyotas, no doubt. So we'll keep track of her and see where she's going, and I'll keep you updated on a ship that has been here and is now out in the wide world. We'll see where she goes. Well, choke points. You may have heard that word if you've been listening to the news with regard to talks with the country of Iran. And so I want to, you know, this is a topic that I actually have avoided talking about on the Ship Report because you don't hear about it very much. And it's a very sensitive topic in world trade with regard to politics and terrorism. So choke points are narrow channels connecting two bodies of water along widely used sea routes. And some of the most important corridors in the world for ship traffic are these very narrow maritime choke points. One of them is the Panama Canal right here on our continent. Then there's the Turkish Straits, the Bab el Mandeb Strait, the Suez Canal, and the Straits of Malacca, and the Straits of Hormuz. And you may have heard the Straits of Hormuz mentioned in the news lately. Now, over half of total internationally traded corn, wheat, rice, and soybeans, which altogether account for over 60% of the food, energy intake, and protein feed supply worldwide, are shipped through at least one of these corridors. So I found online a website called shiptechnology.com that had some very interesting information. I'll just read you a little bit of it. Earlier this year, two reports analyzing the world's main shipping routes found that international trade is increasingly reliant on a handful of transit choke points, which I just mentioned, the disruption of which could easily throw the global food supply and energy markets into disarray. This was the main warning of researchers from Chatham House, which is an international think tank in London, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. They used heat maps based on vessels' AIS data and other just judgment in the maritime industry to study the impact of sea channel closures on food supply. And they found that it would be disastrous to have any of these choke points shut down for any period of time. And years ago, when I was trying to get a copy of a security report, I talked to a guy at an agency in New York that analyzes shipping data from around the world. And he gave me a very interesting synopsis of this report, which would have cost me thousands of dollars to buy, so I didn't buy it. But at any rate, he said that these choke points, that in terms of international terrorism, they watch these choke points very carefully when they're kind of watching for terrorism issues, because if you sank a ship in any one of these places, blocked this channel somehow, either politically or physically, you could really cause a lot of havoc. So here's what the Financial Times says about this. A full-blown war isn't needed to cause trouble for global energy supplies. Iran's threats to block the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow channel separating the Gulf states through which roughly a third of global seaborne oil shipments pass, are what deserve to be taken seriously. The Strait of Hormuz has long been highlighted as the world's most important choke point for global oil supplies. So there is the importance of the Strait of Hormuz. And other things. I mean, from an expense viewpoint, the difference between taking a ship through the Suez Canal, say, or the Panama Canal is just many, many dollars in terms of going around the bottom of an entire continent to get where you're going. So the costs are huge, and these choke points are very narrow places that, by international agreement, ships are generally allowed to transit in. And the Strait of Hormuz is kind of in question right now. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.